This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of eyebrow kits.
But first,
review of the week.
We've got a little review.
We haven't had one of them for a long, long time.
Well, it wasn't on Apple Podcasts, but it was in our inbox, and it was so lovely. Mm. And I said to her, oh, please, could you go and write that in the review section on Apple? And she said, oh, I don't have Apple. Oh. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to read it out the show anyway.
Yes.
But before I read it out.
Yes.
Can we have a bit of a discussion?
About?
About reviews.
We'd like some.
Yeah.
Please kindly
nice
send
ones.
Us some. Oh, yes. If you have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself.
Because there's the review at the top at the moment is not a nice one.
It's hilarious.
We've only got about three not nice ones out of
200.
300 or something.
300?
Yeah. So the fact that it's at the top, clubbers, come on, someone step in and put a nice review in there. Please.
Yeah. So review and subscribe. That's basically what we're going to say at the top of the show.
We're going to say it everywhere. Review and subscribe. And actually, those reviews on Apple make the most enormous difference.
Yeah, they really do help us. So,
so please.
So what did Victoria say?
Victoria said, after listening to your keratin episodes, I had one done and I love it.
Oh.
Living by the sea with naturally frizzy curly hair is a game changer. Also, CBD, loving too. It is genuinely no exaggeration when clubbers say your pod is life-changing, ladies. Oh. With a yellow heart. Quick question. The club, in inverted commas, how amazing would it be if you really did open a physical self-care club? Like, for real. Could I be first in line for a job there? Thank you.
Oh, of course you could, Victoria. I'm not even recruiting yet, but you're top of the list.
What's she going
to
do?
Well, I need someone to run the cafe, manage it. I need someone to cook in the cafe. I need someone to do...
I feel like I'm
going to manage it, and you're going to be like the creative host, and I'm going to be, you know, I like to do all the like nitty-gritty businessy bits.
That's why we work so well together. I don't want to do any of
that. Yeah, so we need a manager to book all the rooms out.
Yeah.
We need someone to restock that bar full of all the kombucha and all the other
CBD drinks.
Yeah.
Mushroom tea now.
Yeah.
Matcha.
We need someone to book in our guest speaker. Like, it's a busy club.
It is a busy. Yeah. Wouldn't you love it though?
I would love it.
That is totally on my bucket list.
Mm. It'd be like the self-care club Soho House kind of place, basically.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's the Soho House of self-care.
Mm. Beautiful toiletries, a gorgeous spa,
yeah,
lovely staff, yummy food.
We'll record all the podcasts from there and people can just come in if they want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing.
Loving it.
So, Victoria, you got a job.
Yeah.
So that's our review of the week.
Okay.
Thank you, Victoria.
How are you getting on with the eyebrow kit? How are your eyebrows?
Have a look.
They look great. Okay, I'm going to call them the fox brow. Remember when we did all the different brows last week?
Yeah.
They're like the fox brow.
So I've been playing around with the kit.
Oh, yeah.
And I have done it properly.
You went tail to nose.
Went tail to nose. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It really, really works.
Well, when you actually follow the instructions and do it properly. Yeah.
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 When you actually read it.
They are looking good.
Follow it.
Yeah.
Because this one white eyebrow.
Yeah, the one hair.
I cannot, it's all I can see on my face.
One rogue eyebrow hair.
It's all I can see on my face.
I cannot see it today.
No, because I've done my eyebrows.
Brilliant.
I have even contacted, this is so me, a microblading woman to come and get my eyebrows microbladed.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because I cannot bear this one rogue white eyebrow.
But microblading doesn't dye them, does it?
I don't know because I haven't managed to speak to her yet.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot of effort for one hair.
But it's not going to stay at one hair, is it?
It might.
This is only going in one direction, and it ain't good.
It might.
Anyway, this eyebrow kit, when done correctly, clubbers, is absolutely fan-bloody-tastic.
It's good.
What do you think?
I like it a lot. I'm not wearing it today because I'm feeling a bit fringy.
And you've got the red lip. You don't need everything.
I didn't need everything
today.
You've got an
eyeliner. You've got a red lip.
Like, enough already today.
Don't overkill
it. Exactly.
Like Mary J. Blige with the accessories. She's always got three too many accessories on.
Yeah. She does not follow Coco Chanel's rule.
No.
What's
that rule?
That when you look in the mirror, you should take off the first thing you see. Because that means if you can see something.
What if it's your bra?
then you're not wearing enough clothes.
Hold on. So
if you're wearing let's say you're wearing big chunky earrings, a huge necklace, loads of rings and a bracelet.
I get it.
Turn around and something's like really glaringly obvious. That's the thing you should take off.
What if the first thing you see is the thing that you like the most?
Listen, she's dead. So unfortunately, we can't ask her. But I know what she means. You know what I mean? Like when it's overkill.
I know what she means.
Yeah, that's
I just need
rule.
More specifics.
I think that's the rule. There are no specifics with Coco Chanel.
So how are you getting on with the eyebrow kit? Oh, you haven't done it today.
I haven't done it today. I have done it when I'm feeling like being eyebrowy.
Eyebrowy.
But I like it. I like it a lot. I'm very impressed. She keeps drinking. You know why she's silent? Clubbers, because she's swigging these revolting ginger cayenne turmeric lemon shots. These expensive little shots that she's got a little addiction to now.
I have got it.
Because she's a sick puppy.
I have got a little addiction to them. And then Lauren just kindly said, why don't you make them? So I'm going to keep this little bottle and see if I can figure out the
If you can't,
recipe.
I will.
Will you?
Yeah.
I know you will.
I totally will.
But how much cayenne do you need?
Not very
I think
much
a lot.
At all. I have cayenne in my house. I'll make those for you. I think it'll be better. So how do the clubbers feel about eyebrows?
Well,
our own eyebrows.
I asked them on Instagram, like, do you actually think about your eyebrows? Is eyebrows a thing in your life?
I bet they do. They're a stylish group of women.
So I asked, are brows a part of your beauty routine?
Uh-huh.
Options were, yes, very much. No, never touch them. I get them threaded and that's it because that's not what I do. And I love doing my brows.
Mm.
Yes, very much. They are part of the clubbers' beauty routine. 48%.
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
So they're into their brows.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
29%. No, never touch them. I get them threaded and that's it. 15%. And the 7% is I love doing my brows.
Nice.
But I've gone from I get them threaded and that's it to yes, very much.
Mm. Okay.
I'm a convert.
You are.
Listen, if we keep on with all these practices that I love, I'm not going to have time for anything. I'm not even going to have time to record the show. I'm going to be so busy taking care of myself.
And I'm going to be so busy as a new imaginary beauty blogger. Oh, I did my beauty blog for you, by the way.
What, the 5-minute face?
I did it.
Well, look, we'll put it out.
Okay.
We'll put it out on
Instagram.
I'll
give it to you and you can do what you like with it.
Lovely. Thanks for doing that. We're very excited.
Don't be.
Right. Now we're going to get on to challenge of the week.
Yeah.
Self-care club challenge of the week.
So last week you gave a very lovely newsflash about Pink and what she does for her. So she's stepping up her self-love.
Yeah, she was sending herself flowers with a loving note.
Gorgeous. And then she talked about she's putting it in her spirit. She called it her spiritual toolbox.
Yeah.
So then we talked about, oh, we should have a spiritual toolbox and we're going to chat about that. And then we put the challenge out to you clubbers about thinking about what is in your spiritual toolbox.
Yes.
We heard from Yasmin.
Yes.
She says, morning ladies, spiritual toolbox, yes, in capital letters. I do have one in my box. Excuse the expression. I have currently incense, essential oils, crystals, oracle cards, and my pendulum. What does the pendulum do? What's that for?
Swinging.
In her box.
Yeah.
That's not what it's for. It's a spiritual school.
I think it's probably made of crystal, a crystal or a stone, pendulum.
I use all of these daily. Right, Yasmin, we want to know what you do with the pendulum. Mm. They are part of my daily routine, she says. I truly believe in all of these tools. And just because you can't see things working doesn't mean they don't. Thanks, ladies. Love, Yasmin from New Zealand.
Love it. Thank you, Yasmin.
Love it. Well, come on, spill it.
What?
What's in your spiritual toolbox?
Well, I feel like it doesn't have to be things that are actually physical things. Do you know what I mean? It's like things you can pull out of the hat.
It's
like an imaginary. It's not actually a toolbox, is it? So it's things that you can pull out when you're feeling like you need a bit of caring, right? So I thought about some of my spiritual toolbox things are in my bedside table drawer, and they are physical things. So I have a really, really nice hand cream. I have a really, really nice, and I think it's
pause.
What?
Hand cream.
Yeah.
That is not part of spirituality.
It's things that make
Nivea
you...
and spirituality do not go together. Or Atrixo and spirituality are not the same thing.
It's things that uplift you, that make you feel good, centered.
That's a self-care toolbox. I would say that would be in your self-care toolbox. This is a spiritual toolbox.
Well, then I don't have one.
You've got crystals.
I do have. They're also on the bedside table.
So you and you like your crystals.
I think my things are all there, and I do count all these
it's
things.
It's not hand cream. Why? I don't mean to shame you, but hand cream is not spiritual. Why are you looking at me blankly?
I'm just not an oracle card kind of girl.
But just because that's Yasmin's doesn't mean that's yours.
I'm saying my things are like things that smell nice, feel nice. Like I have an essential oil roller that I can roll on my wrists and my temples. Does that count?
AKA perfume.
No, it's not
it
perfume.
Doesn't count.
It's not a perfume. It's not a perfume.
These are all beauty things, and they're lovely and they're really important. And I think if they
lift... that counts as beauty.
It's what, actually perfume?
It's an essential oil. It's just on a roller.
And it smells nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you wouldn't like wear it in the day.
When would you wear it?
Just at night if you're feeling a bit like you need some calming.
Is it like lavender?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a calming roller.
Okay.
Have that.
Right.
I would say that I use books in my spiritual toolbox because they take me to another place.
I think you've got this wrong.
Well, fuck the spiritual toolbox.
You have misunderstood the assignment.
Okay. You tell me what's in yours.
Okay. So what is in mine is I have crystals.
Yeah.
I don't use them all the time.
Yeah.
But I do like them. I do go to them when I'm feeling... I should probably use them all the time and then perhaps I would feel nice all the time. But when I'm feeling...
I was just going to say that since Alice came to do our crystal healing,
yeah,
and she then very kindly sent us the little selection of crystals, I've kept mine on a dish in the living room by the TV. And sometimes of an evening, if like one of them calls to me, I just pick it up and hold it.
There you go. That,
okay,
my darling, is a spiritual toolbox.
So I feel like that's a great way to use them because otherwise they just get forgotten about and I didn't want that. So if one calls to me, I just hold it.
Beautiful.
Put it in my lap or
lovely.
Whatever. Yeah.
So you have it by your TV?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a really good idea.
A whole dish of them.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Although my kids would take mine and I would never see them again. Okay, so crystals.
Yep.
I also love to practice numerology.
You love it.
I do. I love it. So numerology is sequence of numbers. And when you see like four twos together or three twos together or any numbers that keep repeating themselves, then they have a different spiritual meaning.
Yep.
And I see them all the time. Every day I will look at my clock and it will be 11:11 or it will be 22:22.
That was one of the first things you ever told me about yourself.
Yeah. I see them all the time.
Yeah.
So I love that. It's like my little way of communicating with the universe. And the other thing I do is, well, I do manifestation on and off. I was in a bit of a mood with manifestation when we didn't win that award. No, I'm serious. I was like manifesting like an absolute banshee and then we didn't win it. And I was so confused. I was like, hold on, I did all the things.
Yeah, okay.
So that confused me. And then the other thing is, which you're going to completely take the piss about, but every time I go into my downstairs toilet, which is where my psychic vampire spray is, I spritz myself with it. I shake it to get all the Reiki and all the moonlight and I spritz myself and I love it.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay.
I thought you'd have more to say about that.
Nope.
Oh, and the other thing is, I've got one more.
Yeah.
I love going to synagogue.
Yeah, you do.
And I find it very peaceful and very meditative and very calming, but I haven't been for ages. and I was supposed to go on Friday night, and then I was tired and it was raining and I didn't go. So that is in my spiritual toolbox, but I'm not practicing it as much as I probably should because I know it's good for me.
Nice.
So clubbers, please feel free to keep sending those in because we love hearing from you. We love to know what's in your spiritual toolbox. And also maybe Lauren can get a few ideas of what a spiritual toolbox actually is.
Or maybe I just won't have one.
You've got one. You've got the crystals.
Is that it? That's it.
Well, it's not hand cream. That I can tell you. Hand cream. Is that,
mine is more a self-care toolbox then.
Lovely.
It's bursting to the seams with things.
Well, we'll do that next week.
It's okay. You don't have to. It's fine. Should we take a little break and come back for our wellness news flash?
Sure.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're traveling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Wellness News Flash.
Okay, here's one that you may enjoy. In fact, I'd like your opinion on this. Go as on. An ex-hairdresser.
Ex-hairdresser! Yeah, love that.
I'd like to know your thoughts. It's about something called the silent haircut. I had never heard of this before? Have you ever heard that phrase?
I definitely never practiced it.
Have you ever heard the phrase?
No, but I'm old in hairdressing terms.
Old school.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Okay, so listen to this. It's often thought that catching up with long-standing clients is as much a part of a hairdressing appointment ritual as the hair service itself.
True.
However, in 2019, London Salon, not another salon, turned this on its head with the silent haircut offering. In their salon literature, the description reads, "While so many of us love a chin wag at the hairdressers, many just need some time out, and that should be okay to ask for." The salon, which has always been a champion of inclusivity and non-judgmental services, has introduced the service so clients don't feel embarrassed asking for quiet time. 3 years later, and the requests for silent haircuts are increasing, as well as the number of salons offering them. Stephen Chapman, founder of the Hoi Polloi Barbershop, says that silent haircuts can cater to many different types of client, from those who suffer with anxiety or sensory issues, have busy work lives, to those whose first language isn't English. Explaining, Newcastle has quite a large foreign student population, so people who struggled to speak English found it hard to speak for a full 45 minutes in a different language that isn't their mother tongue. It removes the stress from the situation. Stephen also realised that clients who found the salon experience stressful would normally put off making an appointment until their hair was unmanageable. Now, quite a few of those are 4 weekly regulars because they don't have the same stress around the experience. So they're happy to book their appointment straight away.
That's great.
So how does it work?
Come on then.
The salon stylist will still talk clients through their consultation. So it's not just like you psychically guess what you're supposed to do. And they ask any hair-related information throughout the service, but the rest of the time is quiet. To have a quiet appointment, clients ask for a silent cut or colour when booking. Owner of the salon, Sophia Hilton, said, "In order for us to be a true non-judgment company, we need to consider all our clients' needs. With mental health issues on the rise, feeling comfortable to say when you need time out couldn't be more important." And then I guess this is the question: do the staff enjoy a silent haircut? For stylists, talking to clients is just a bigger part of their role, so how do they feel about removing this element? At the Hoi Polloi, the barbers use their silent haircuts as a break in the day. When you have a silent haircut booked in, it gives you a bit of respite and a chance to think. Mm. You really concentrate on the haircut, and the feedback from the staff is positive. I don't think they'd want to do them all day, every day, but people enjoy giving them as much as clients enjoy having that option, said Stephen. It also gives the stylist the chance to focus on our art, because hairdressing is a craft that needs precision and patience. It isn't strange at all for hairdressers to dial the small talk up or down as they switch between clients. Sometimes peace and quiet is just as beneficial for the hairdresser. It really works both ways. You have to have something to do to make it not awkward, because just sitting there staring at yourself in the mirror can be a reasonably off-putting experience.
I love this. I think it's absolutely lovely. Because it's true, so many people would come in. First of all, I've said before, salons can be quite an intimidating place to walk into.
Agreed.
So if you know that you are going to sit there quietly reading a magazine, you know, a lot of the time, mums would come in, they'd have like 3 young children at home, and it would be their only hour to themselves for 10 days. Mm. So to then have to sit and make small talk with someone they're not friendly with or someone they don't know, that's more energy, expending more energy that they don't need to.
And as the hairdresser, isn't it quite a lot of energy constantly keeping up the chit chat, like the banter that you feel like you have to kind of do?
Yes, it can be.
Right.
It can be. I mean, it is part of the job. And when I was training, they would always say, listen, it's 50% the haircut, 50% the service.
Because you're almost like a priest. I mean, hairdressers know all the secrets.
They do. Everyone. And you have to know how to be good with people, and you have to know when someone doesn't want to speak or when someone does. You have to read all
that. You have to be quite intuitive about it.
You absolutely do, and you are after doing it for so many years. Listen, clients would never come into my salon and be silent, because I just didn't have that relationship. It wasn't that kind of place. We were friends.
But if they did, would you feel like, oh, that's lovely, or would you feel like, oh, a bit weird?
Well, after reading this, I would think that's great. And also, I repeat myself all day. Mm. All day I would say the same thing. If they knew that I was going somewhere and they're like, oh, how was such and such? Like, how many times did I repeat about my holiday that I've been on? Mm. And sometimes it's nice just to be quiet.
Yeah. I think I'd feel really uncomfortable asking for that.
But I think what they're saying is when you book online,
there's probably the silent option.
Yeah,
I would totally book that.
Would you?
It's one of the things that irritates me most about going to the hairdresser is having to talk.
There you go.
I don't actually want to.
No. Exactly.
And I feel quite rude if I don't, but I do make it quite clear in my own way that I'm not there for the banter.
Well, phones are helpful in that situation, aren't they? Because if you're sitting there on your phone, then the hairdresser's not going to speak to you.
But I also don't like doing that because that feels rude. But also you don't really want to sit there looking at yourself in the mirror. So I actually do.
And also it's a good opportunity. Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes I take a book. If it's a colour and I know I've got to actually sit there, I will take a book.
I used to laugh. One of my clients, she always used to bring in her laptop. She always used to have like a 2.5 hour appointment.
Right.
She never opened her laptop. Towards the end, I was like, why don't you just stop bringing it?
Why don't you just, let's just forget about this.
Call a spade a spade. Yeah. But I think this is lovely. Yeah. I think it's a really lovely move forward in the hairdressing industry. I really do.
Okay, good.
I need to share something with you because we haven't done this for a long time. We sometimes used to speak about our fails that we've had during the week.
A self-care fail.
It isn't really a self-care fail. It's just a total fail.
Okay.
So I don't even know where to begin. Do you remember last week when I was telling you about we were doing the recommendations segment and I was talking to you about the podcast, The Orgasm Cult?
Yes.
And we spoke about it. So I'm just going to give a bit of background about just to remind everybody listening.
Don't say that word again.
I'm going to say exactly what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So The Orgasm Cult, it's a 10-parter. It's like a docuseries and it's about this cult that was called One Taste in America, started in San Francisco, and it was all based on orgasm meditation and it was called Omming. And what they would do is they were trying to change the world through women's orgasm. So they would have workshops and they would have courses and coaching courses all about basically how to orgasm properly. And women would sit in a room. There would be maybe 40 women in a room. They would take off their trousers, they would take off their knickers, and they would lie there with their legs spread, and a man would sit next to them and basically just do this stroking action to help them to orgasm.
Yeah.
And then it all got, I mean, not that that's not dark, it is dark and very inappropriate, but it's all about the story of One Taste and how it then got shut down. And it's an absolutely brilliant podcast.
It is.
It's very disturbing. Anyway, so exactly what I've just said to you, clubbers, my daughter is at a brand new school. I went to see her in a football match and I got talking to one of the mums who I had just met, and our girls are starting to get friendly. And she said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a podcast. And she said, oh, what's your podcast about? Blah, blah, blah. And I always love asking people what they listen to. Mm-hmm. And she says to me, what are you listening to at the moment? And I said, I'm listening to The Orgasm Cult. And then I basically went into exactly what I have just said to a complete stranger. I started talking about orgasm and meditation. I even explained it wasn't about the woman climaxing. It was just all about the experience and the build up and the journey. Anyway.
Did you describe what they do?
Did you do
up and down and up and down and up and down? Did you do that?
I did up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. I did the flick at the end. I did the whole thing.
Oh,
I did the whole
really went
thing.
There.
I really went
with
there.
With a stranger.
With a total stranger.
Basically gave her full-on, blow-by-blow details of how these men masturbated these women in a cult.
Yeah.
In a really engaged way.
Yeah, and how it wasn't about the climax. I must have said that about three times to her.
It's not about the climax!
Anyway.
What was her face like?
Do you know what?
What?
I didn't even really think about it.
Yeah.
Until I went home, about 4 hours later, I was clearing up from dinner, and you know when you have that moment of... I was talking to a brand new mother from school who I actually really liked, by the way. I really liked her. And I was talking to her about how to get off. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. Right?
Nice. Yeah.
So I messaged you and told you what I'd done.
Yeah.
And blamed you.
Oh, you blamed me. Even though this was your podcast that you found that you told me about, it's somehow my fault.
You want to know why?
Please.
Because before I met you, I never used to discuss this stuff. I wouldn't even say the word vagina.
I don't discuss this stuff.
Now I am totally, we have steamed our vaginas. We have sunbathed our assholes. We have vabbed. We have done very weird things that I would never thought I would do. And that is definitely your influence on this podcast. I am now basically desensitized to all of this shit. And it's like, it's if I was telling her what I had bought in the supermarket.
Nice.
So then I obviously have to send a panic text.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even know her. I didn't even have her number. Okay. I had to find it in the big WhatsApp group.
That's almost worse. Now you're like stalking her to tell her that you're sorry for talking about wanking.
Yeah.
I think that's almost worse than just like letting it slide, because she'd probably just forget about it. But now she's like, oh, she's the wanking woman.
She's never going to forget me.
Never.
But for all the wrong reasons.
Never going to forget you.
So I sent a message saying, it's just occurred to me that I was talking about orgasm and masturbation with a complete stranger.
Yeah. Mm.
And she was very cool in her response.
Okay.
She was very cool.
Yeah.
And then she told me that she was going to listen to our podcast the next day. In fact, she texted me the next day with a snapshot saying, oh, I'm listening to you now.
Oh, well, now she's in it.
I haven't heard from her since.
And your daughter will be like, I don't know what happened. We were friends. But now she says I can't come round to her house anymore. I think the key here is just stop saying to people it's not about the climax. Because I think you have now said that to me about 8 times. But the thing is, it's not about the climax.
Why is that the bit, though?
I don't know, because you're very fixated on that.
Because, well, I find that a bit quite interesting. I find it quite interesting. Because isn't it all about the climax?
I don't want to say what I was going to say.
Right, let's just move on. Let's just move on to recommendation of the week, and I will not be suggesting any more podcasts.
Okay.
Recommendation of the week.
Right, new show.
Yes, Apple I need
TV,
a new show.
Apple TV.
Okay.
Bad Sisters. You know Sharon Horgan? Love Sharon Horgan.
No.
Yes, you do. She's the Irish comedian. She's
red hair.
In long hair, not ready, brownie. And she does, what's the show with Rob Delaney where they accidentally get pregnant?
Yeah, no, exactly.
That one. Love her, obsessed with her. It's her new show. It's a very, very black comedy.
Bad Sisters on Apple TV.
Okay, podcast. You've just started listening to it.
Only this morning. I listened about 15 minutes.
Go on, explain
Hoaxed.
It.
Well, I don't. Yeah. I haven't really listened to it.
Okay, well, remember when we did Sweet Bobby and we had Alexis Mostras on? By the way, I decided as a recap from last week when you said, who's the biggest crush you've ever had on the podcast? Well, definitely with him. He's my favourite.
He said he'll come back anytime.
He can come back anytime. He's my fave. I remembered that suddenly.
Okay, well, stop talking about it because then he won't come back.
Oh, yeah. Shh. Anyway, he...
He's a very, very serious journalist.
He's very nice.
He is very nice.
Quite handsome.
Okay.
Anyway, he's from Tortoise Media. He did Sweet Bobby. And this one is an investigation into one of the UK's most serious conspiracy theories about satanic panic. So there were two kids who told the police they were being abused by a satanic cult headed up by their dad and their teachers in Hampstead in North London.
Yes.
And the whole story was a lie. But the podcast really investigates, well, who is telling these kids to lie?
Yeah.
And I know, I haven't actually started listening to it yet, but I know if he is behind it, it's going to be a cracking podcast.
I've listened to 10, 15 minutes this morning.
Yeah.
And already it's like giving me the heebie-jeebies, but in a very intriguing way.
Love it, can't
wait. Put it this way. Mm. I'm looking forward to going out for a run later so I can listen to it.
Okay, fab.
And I hate running.
Okay, fabulous.
Any beauty items now that we're beauty bloggers?
Yeah, now we're beauty bloggers. I'm going with another cheap as chips, can't be beaten, life-changing kind of a thing. We both take it and have done for a long time. It's from Boots. It's evening primrose oil with starflower capsules for anyone who is menstruating.
You have said it before, but
I'm bringing it as our specialist
product. I think we should say it every week.
It's £7. You take one a day, and I promise, it is a game changer for PMT.
Yep.
But the key is that it's the evening primrose oil with starflower. There's something in that starflower that just takes away the rage.
Maybe I'll get that one.
It's the best one.
Or maybe I'll just take it.
Maybe I'll just buy you a bottle when I buy my bottle.
You've got a lot to do. You've got to make my little shots and you've got to buy me a bottle.
I'm busy.
I'm busy caring for you
this week, aren't I? I'm the sandwich generation. caring for those above, below, and side by side.
And peers.
Yeah.
Right, what are we doing next week?
Oh, it's a bit of a show next week.
It is a bit of a show.
We're talking.
Worrying about it?
Yeah.
Cool. What's it about?
It's about how to stop over worrying.
Yeah.
Big issue.
But it is a big, it's not a big issue for me, but it is generally a very big issue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being in touch, because we'll be back on Monday with that very important show. Please keep your messages coming in. Tell us your thoughts and experiences on anything you'd like us to try or anything that you have tried that you want us to know about. You can email us hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk, find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod, or come over to TikTok or our website, theselfcareclub.co.uk. We're basically anywhere and everywhere. And we'll be back on Monday.
Bye-bye.